Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. But actually today, through the miracle of technology and Skype, I'm broadcasting live from Mount Shasta, beautiful, one of the most spiritual places in the world. And during our first hour, of course, I interviewed my good friend Simon Parks live from England. Simon's a wonderful man, and I always learn so much from his insights and profound wisdom. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I wanted to tell everyone I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your guides and angels, please call me at 509-750-9793 here in the United States, or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. You can always send me an email as well to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I want to tell you some wonderful events coming up on September 29th, Saturday, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. I'll be having a psychic fair here in Olympia, Washington area. The event's free, and I think it's a wonderful time to meet other psychics and get a reading. I always learn something from my friends all over the world, and I hope you can come. Then on November 10th from 6 p.m. From 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. we're having another conference as well as on March 9th. Here in Mount Shasta, it's been a lot of smoke. There's been a lot of forest fires, and I want you, everyone around the world, to please pray that the fires can be put out soon. Interstate 5 freeway from north of Sacramento, or actually north of Redding, for something like 47 miles is now shut down, and I hope that that area that the fire can be stopped soon. I'd like to bring on, we're trying to reach Judy Kelly by phone. She's, I hope we can reach her still. Sometimes you can't reach people, but if she calls in, Eric, just let me know. In the meantime, I have a wonderful gentleman named Brian Tillman, and I hope I pronounced your name right.
You did.
Okay, good. Brian's a wonderful man, and what's an interesting background Brian did, he was in the corporate world and had a life, and suddenly he got a calling to come to Mount Shasta to do psychic work, and that's where he is now. And I really like Brian because he put his heart and made that most important in his life choices. Tell us, my listeners, a little bit about your life, Brian.
Yeah, so I went through started going through my awakening process 2011 and 12 it got kicked off with a dark night of the soul experience, like happens for a lot of us, right? I got a lot of head shaking. Yep, we know that. And so that's how it happened for me, Ted. And then I had a catalyst event pretty soon after with Archangel Michael. And that really set me on this path. And that's what began to open things up for me. And then a few years later, I was invited to move to Mount Shasta and begin working with Telos and Adama, High Priest Adama. So here I am.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. What messages has Adama given you regarding humanity's future, Brian?
Well, I mean, the big thing is quite obvious, and that is that we are in the midst of a planetary shift. This is our planetary ascension process. And the biggest message is that all of this that's coming up right now, a lot of these topics that you're discussing, you know, these constructs have to crumble before we can go to new Earth. So all of this stuff, this geoengineering and the banking and all of this stuff that was created in 3D and duality, it's not going to be allowed to go to new Earth. So it's going to have to crumble. And that's exactly what's happening. I mean, we see it in multiple levels taking place. So it's coming to our attention so that we can choose what we wish to do next, a collective of humanity? What will we choose for our future? Is this okay or is it not okay?
Yeah.
Most of us say, no, this is not okay. Right. We want change. We want positive change. And so these will be the catalyst events that come up for us.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I want to apologize to my listeners around the world. I've had a busy time here, and one of the people that's doing a lot of work to raise our vibrations from the health arena was Dr. Effie Chow from San Francisco, and I wanted to include her on this part of the program, and I should have told Eric about her sooner, but we'll see if we can get her on now. But what I do want to talk a little bit about the earth changes happening. Brian, I want to ask you, what do you think for these fires that are happening? What's the spiritual significance of these fires?
Well, depending on what perspective you're viewing, your answer or your perspective may be different. You know, so from the perspective of Gaia, we could say that the fire represents a spiritual cleansing, and that we're actually cleansing, burning off the old stagnant energies. But then, we start to get into other questions about where do the fires come from, geoengineering, weather modification, weather warfare, these kinds of things. And we can see pretty quickly that this is not all natural. You know, there's really nothing natural about it. And so, again, it raises the question. It brings the situation into our further awareness so that we can look at it and address it. And so, I think there's still, for the mainstream population, a lot of these conversations are still under the category of conspiracy theory. But that is shifting. You know, this is becoming more and more open. There's more awareness, and there's a lot more people talking about this now, and that's exactly what we need. And that is to take responsibility for ourselves and together, collectively, to take responsibility for our planet and our collective future. So nobody said this was going to be easy. And so these are, from the highest level, this is what we would say.
Okay. What kinds of spiritual experiences have you had here at Mount Shasta, Brian?
Well, the veils of illusion are quite thin here, and so it's easier for us to contact our, what I just call our heaven team. And so if we're if you're wanting to have communication with your higher self, or those beings who you are, who are your family, who you're acquainted with, Mount Shasta is a great place to do that. The veils of illusion are quite thin here. And so we can communicate with our higher self, archangels, the ascended master beings, some of you galactic beings. And so that's one of the reasons why people come to this beautiful mountain. The energy veils of illusion are quite thin here, so it's easy for us to make the connections. We have a strong presence, obviously, of Telos and the Lemurians here on the mountain. We also have a lot of galactic beings coming in and out of Telos, a lot of cosmic meetings being held in Telos. And so this is nothing unusual for those of us who live here. We see ships coming in and out of the mountain all the time. And so I'm sure that we'll see some during your event this week as well.
Yeah, well, the times that I've been at Shasta at night, the ships come in and out of the top of the mountain constantly.
Mm-hmm.
We've also had what happens is that you'll see the mountain open up at top, and an orb will come out, or a ship will come out and fly away. And for anyone who's a skeptic out there, of course, about whether there are, in fact, UFOs, just come to Mount Shasta, and you can see them everywhere. I mean, and I've even been told as well that there is evidence that that the people from Tel Aviv live here in Mount Shasta, and they work here among the surface to expose themselves to other. And I've given presentations here in Mount Shasta before, and some of the people in the audience, I swear they weren't from around this planet.
I have heard that also. I've not run into any myself, but you know, for anyone who is kind of follows the story of Telos and Lemuria, and for those who live here in the town, many have reported sightings of humans who are very beautiful, but they don't quite look, you know, something stands out. There's something different about mm-hmm. them. And so yes, we do have those reports. Yeah, it's quite fascinating.
Yeah, the facial features of the Telosians are they're human, but they exist in the fifth dimension. They come down to our third dimension. Basically, their facial features are a little wider, and they're a little stockier, and their clothes might be a little different. They showed themselves the last time we were here in July, the first week in July, and they looked like they dressed out of some 19th century Dickens novel from London. They had very fine features. They talked with kind of a English accent, and they had the greatest clothes on. And I remember that. It was pretty, pretty neat. So I'm looking forward to repeat that. I got a message earlier today when we were here that they were waiting for us to talk to us.
I have no doubt.
So I got up to the campsite late today, and all my friends were waiting for me there. So I said, well, we'll do this after a radio show today. So I'll let everyone know what happens next week after our trip goes up there. The other thing, too, is that the last time we were there at Mount Shasta, the Sasquatch had built this beautiful peace mandala for peace in the world. And they did it through twigs. I'll post it on my website, but they did it through twigs, making a circular for unity and harmony in the planet. And they also put in a bunch of red quartz crystal from Telos, from the Hollow Earth, and it's still there.
Nice.
It's still there. Now, one of the things the Sasquatch love is white frosted cinnamon rolls, preferably non-GMO, if we have a choice. And every time I've laid them out up at our campsite, they're gone the next day. And in my mind's eye, I can see them, their lips smacking, waiting for us. So we have a whole bunch of cinnamon rolls we'll be putting out tonight. And I've talked to the Sasquatch about it, and I've discussed that some of them aren't made with the best ingredients, but they said, that's fine. We'll still eat them. You know, they said they can't get them up where they live. So I can understand that. What a hardship for those poor things. So we're going to have a big Sasquatch party tonight and bring them out. And there is the lady who was healed coming as well from Minnesota. Her name is Tammy. She was the one who was been crippled for the last 30 years. She came a year ago. The Sasquatch and the Lemurians helped her heal, and now she's walking around without canes or wheelchairs, and her doctors are just amazed, absolutely amazed. I was actually, it's kind of funny to mention this now, because I got a call from the Travel Channel recently on Mount Shasta, and it looks like I'm going to be on the Travel Channel here one of these days soon. But they wanted so-called concrete. What kind of third dimensional evidence can you provide showing that what's really real? And I told them about this lady, so I think they believe me. Yeah, they're nice people. But sometimes it's difficult to explain fifth dimensional things happening, psychic phenomena in a third dimensional terms. I mean, I can't explain sometimes how I can read somebody's mind or tell them what they're going to have for breakfast tomorrow morning. Just a joke. But it just comes to me from the other side. I come from a psychic family, so it's easy yeah. for me to pick it up. One of the things before I forget, we've been trying to reach Dr. Effie Chow from San Francisco, but we're having technical difficulties today in calling her. I've asked her to call into the line. Hopefully she'll call in. I wanted to say that Dr. Chow has a wonderful Qigong conference going on in Montreal and in Boston coming up. The one in Montreal is September 24th and 25th. She's bringing in some of the greatest energy healers in the world to Montreal. So if you'd like to go to that conference, please send me an email and I'll be happy to send you all the registration details. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The following month in Boston, she's having a same kind of conference, but it'll be U.S. based in Boston on October 25th and 26th. I've been invited to both conferences. And anyway, I'm trying to go, but anyway, she's a wonderful person. Dr. Chow, I've had tinnitus in my ears since 1978, and Dr. Chow gave me a healing when I was in Montreal at a conference in 2016, and she reduced the tinnitus in my ears by about 50%, thanks to her work in about 45 minutes. Wow. And I've been meaning to get back to see her again. She's a wonderful lady. And she does a lot of good work for humanity as well. She has the East West Institute in San Francisco, and they do a lot of healing there. But if you are interested in Qigong, I know that there are a lot of people who listen to this program. They do Reiki and energy healing. Please go to, I would urge you to go to both conferences, or either one if you're close by in either Montreal or Boston. Well worth the trips. But hopefully we can reach Dr. Chow before the hour is up. We're still trying to reach Judy Cali today. I know Judy's been busy. But Brian, tell us, what is the most amazing spiritual experience here on Mount Shasta? Either seeing orbs or having a Dhamma come through to you, or anything like that.
Let me ask you, have you ever offered the Sasquatch Southern biscuits and gravy?
I have not, but that's an interesting idea. Right? The ones that I've talked to have a sweet tooth, They really like the cinnamon rolls, especially with the white frosting. Now, I did a scientific experiment last year, and I had a control group of cinnamon rolls without the white frosting, and then another group with cinnamon rolls with the white frosting. And according to my scientific tests, which were done in strict supervision, they all pick the ones with the white frosting. So that's the only thing I can conclude. You know, that's the kind of thing that I should bring to the cinnamon roll manufacturers, so they can make a better product. I know they still sell them here in the area. I've seen cinnamon rolls for sale without the white frosting, but they really got to get their marketing act better. They've got to talk to the Sasquatch, see what they might like. I don't know what the Sasquatch could pay in. They could pay them in, well, the rose quartz crystal. That's what they brought before us. It's a beautiful gem. They could bring that up.
You need a private label.
A private label. Yeah, they call it the Sasquatch brand. Maybe they could share in the royalties. But it's always a certainly. There's quite a bit of smoke up here. But the level that we're camped at is 6,500 feet, and at that level, it's not as bad smoke as we have down in the lower levels. So,
So to speak to your question a little bit, so I've not been to Telos in my physical body.
Okay.
And I've not yet had the opportunity to see them in their physicality. Now, I see them with my third eye.
Okay, good. Well, let's do this. Tonight, after the show, let's go up to Mount Shasta and I'll show you some places.
All right. Brian.
Okay,
all right.
We can talk to Telos. But finally, we've got Dr. Chow on the line. Thank you so much, Eric, for reaching Dr. Chow. Effie, how are you today?
Yes. Hello. I'm just great. Thank you, Ted. And I think you are.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. Other than not sleeping much in the last 48 hours, but I feel pretty good. You know, after drinking gallons of coffee, I feel fine. I feel normal. But thanks so much for connecting with us today. I was just telling everyone, all my listeners, about your wonderful conferences coming up at the end of September, end of October. And Brian, I have another psychic with me, Brian Tigman. We're talking about being here at Mount Shasta and how the planet is going through the ascension process and the vibrations are rising. And you're helping so much in that process, Effie, by showing people an alternative way of energy treatments. I told people a little bit about what you did for me 2 years ago in Montreal, where I had tinnitus in my ears for something like 37 or 38 years. And you were able to reduce the severity of the tinnitus in my ears by 50% with a short 40-minute treatment.
Yes, that was that's happening all the time. I have a lot of cases of tinnitus, and in essence, our interview was only about 10 minutes. So within that a few minutes, your tinnitus had reduced, and sometimes it's very hard to believe. But I just had two patients, clients I call them, from Japan, just left me right now to be in time for your radio show. And one had tinnitus. The wife had tinnitus and also many other things. And the husband had an arm that refused to heal for 2.5 years. And again, in 20 minutes, we improved her tinnitus so that it's almost nothing. And that's only 20 minutes, and she's had tinnitus for a few years. So, you see, I don't take credit for this, although Tao Qigong is what I use to treat her. But God and Buddha and the greater spirit is really what's responsible for the healing. It's not we ourselves, you know. And so we're the conduit for the greater spirit.
I'd like to give you some credit, though, even though you're very modest, Effie, for doing this, because you know, I mean, if you hadn't done what you did a couple of years ago, you know, I wouldn't have had the improvement. Now, one of these, you know, with just a few minutes, you helped me tremendously.
Well, it was about 4 minutes. If you look at the videotape, I did the thing just for about 4 minutes, and you had a reduction of it. Dear Ted, you need to keep practicing the Qigong and also the process that I had worked with you, you know, around your ears. So we're dealing with a condition from a spirit, mind, and physical condition, you know, so that we don't treat physical problems with just a physical nature and herbs or medicine or something. But we have to kind of get our spiritual alignment and also emotional alignment and also stress in our life, because we live also really stressed out in a way that we live with many demands on our lives. And so that is one of the biggest killers that produces serious conditions. And so what is exciting is that we can teach people to do this. And not me, that's a miracle. It really is God and Buddha's energy and the greater spirit that is a miracle. And that's what I teach. And we have programs on that. And we have teaching programs all over the world. And I just came back from a really delightful trip. We were teaching Tao Medical Qigong, on board the Celebrity ship. And it was fantastic. And one, it was enjoyable, and the other is serious learning with a lot of fun. And this is where it's got to be. People got to enjoy themselves in learning the serious nature of healing of Qigong and traditional Chinese medicine. And so things like respiratory distress, with the fire that's around us and the climate change, and things are getting drier, that we are suffering from skin conditions and dry eyes a great deal. And that there's lots of things we can do for these situations. And the flu and cold seems to be at its height right now and for the past few months. And we're able to avoid that within a couple of sessions or even one session. And they can learn to do it themselves too as well. Frozen shoulders. You know, people who haven't been able to move it. I'm talking about cases recently, too, with me. And a person has frozen shoulder for numbers of years, like about 10 years, and they can't move their arm out without having pain. And then again, in 20 minutes, we were able to teach them and also help to adjust their qi, and that she could move her arm up and down and back and everything. I have videos to show this kind of working. And then serious conditions like macular degeneration, you know, that is not treatable by Western medicine. And we've had numbers, and I just also on the board of the ship, I had a macular degeneration who couldn't see the face of people, just a blob, and photos, you know, like pictures, and the way she's kind of fumbling. And within also the first session, she was able to see my face clearly. And I said, I don't think that's an advantage. see her friends and her family's faces clearly. And they could see that she was wearing a glass. And she could see pictures up on the wall clearly. They could tell me what it is. So this is very exciting. And eyeglasses, you know, for cataract, no, not for myopia. And then cataract is a big thing, too, right now. And we're able to help them see better. And then the ringing of the ears, as I said, it also coupled with poor hearing. And we're able to help them hear better. And this is what this lady here today, she said, wow, I can hear at least 50% better. I remember I just treated her for 20 minutes regarding her hearing. But we have to take a total approach to the individual. So we can't just go to the ear, okay, I'm going to fix the ear. We have to talk about what is the stressor in their life and what are the good things in the life that is happening. And it's like, if you have hearing problems, what is it that you don't want to hear? Why are you having ringing in the ear? So that aspect, people never ask, so no doctors really ask, that that's a total, more subtle dealing with the psyche. And so then she started telling you about all the problems they were having. And I said, well, no wonder you're having ringing in the ear. So as soon as I talked about those problems and sort of remedies and possibilities, and she got a more positive aspect regarding the problems that she was facing, well, guess what? Her ringing in the ear improved by about 20%.
Wow. That's amazing. Really? That's amazing.
And I hadn't even laid hands on her. We hadn't done any exercise or anything like that. Just by reducing the emotional and spiritual baggage that we carry. And everybody has that, unfortunately, no matter how perfect you are.
Wonderful. Effie, I'm kind of a little short on time today, but I was going to ask you, how do people register for your conferences? There is a website they can go to and get some more information for both conferences?
Well, they can, yes. Actually, they can email me. How about that? eastwestqi@aol.com. And then I will forward the information to them at this point. That's the easiest. So not get too complicated. And I'll send them the information about it and everything. So if they think they're interested, please just email me. eastwestqi@aol.com. And also my website is the same, eastwest.com. So they can do it either way. Okay?
Okay.
I don't want to give out my phone number. So I thank you very much for all that you're doing, Ted. You're doing a marvelous job. Oh. And you need some more treatment, my dear.
I know it. I do. Let's work out a schedule because you're such a loving and kind individual who really helped me several years ago. And sometimes I just have a lot of, I got to prioritize what I need to do. And I do need to see you.
So. And that's what everybody needs to hear. Is that you have to prioritize time for yourself first.
That's true. That's true.
And then you can serve the people better. And so I want to just throw out that my very famous prescription is eight heart-to-heart hugs a day at least, and also 3 belly aching laughs a day at least. You're going to have 100. But the next day, you have to start with number one. And it's amazing what this does. And then the positive adjective. Every day, say something good about yourself. And every day, say something good about the person that you're connecting with. And it's amazing. It changes home atmosphere. It has saved people from divorces, believe it or not.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And then the beautiful breath. That absolutely breath is it. Changes your whole constitution. All right,
wonderful.
And thank you, Ted, and thank you for all your listeners.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Good things that they have in life.
So happy to have you on today.
Effie,
I hope you have a beautiful and happy day, and keep up your good work. So.
Yes, well, we started well today. Thank you.
Okay, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Wish you lots of blessings, everybody.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Effie. That was Dr. Effie Chow of the East West Qigong Center in San Francisco. She's one of the world's experts in Qigong. We had some questions. We ran out of time, but that's okay. We can, well I'll have her on for another show and then ask her another time. One of the things that, I'm able to do when I'm up at the, up at Mount Shasta is communicate telepathically with the Galactic Alliance. I usually see anywhere between 3 to 5. I got spaceships up there. I saw coming down here, I saw 4 on the way down, but then the smoke came and we couldn't see many of them. Is there anyone in the audience who'd like to ask some questions about Mount Shasta or the Telosh? They're here if you'd like. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on up, Tony, so you can hear you. Yeah, we've got just a small thing. Go ahead and ask your question.
All right. So what I understood is that when we come to meet the Colossians, we need to be in a place of peace as well as in a place of acceptance and realizing that we're worthy. So how would a person who has this feeling of loss of self-worth, how would they change that so that we could meet the Colossians?
Well, one of the most important things people need to realize is that we are all powerful spiritual beings. That's the first thing. And the second thing is that we all have the spark of the supreme being or the prime creator within all of us. And since we're all powerful spiritual beings and we all have God or the supreme being within all of us, we can do wonderful and amazing things. And so that kind of addresses the self-worth problem. And, you know, in today's world, so many things that keep people down. Society often tells people that they're not smart, but people are very intelligent. Well, all the people, and there was something that President Kennedy said on my radio show here about 3 or 4 months ago. This is when I had Judy Kelly on as a psychic. She said that he channeled a message through Judy that we all are intelligent in our own way. We all have a gift, and there's no one else quite like. There's not another Tony in this universe. There's not another Diana. There's not another Anthony. These are people in my audience here in this universe. All of us are unique individuals. And once you realize that, you realize how special you are. There are other species and races out there on this planet. There's the Orions, for example. And there's also the Tall Whites, which you mentioned, Diana, earlier. They tried to microchip you. Bottom of your feet or a couple nights ago. And the thing is that they don't have the creativity that we do as a species because they're clone species. They're biological entities. And when you clone an entity over and over and over again, you're not going to get the biological diversity. And one of the problems with these other races that they're on a path of destruction. That they will no longer exist, don't have the diversity. They suffer from what's called progenesis, which is a breakdown of their DNA, because they have the tie-in to the supreme being. Long-term, that species will no longer exist, the Greys, because they are a created species. But we are powerful spiritual beings, and I want everyone to remember that, no matter what you're doing, and you can tie into that as well. One of the ways that the Galactics, I always like to call them the Galactics, the Galactic Alliance, when I do my readings, and they are here today, and I expect to see their ships tonight, too, if the smoke clears a little bit. It's a very simple way to contact them. You do what's called the Hue. In India, they have a meditation technique called the Om, and when you say the Om, Om, like that, it goes down to your heart chakra, which is a good chant. It's a nice thing for love. But when you say the Hue, that's a higher vibrational chant, and it goes to your pineal gland and helps open it up. When you say the Hue and you ask the Galactics to come in, they will come in and help you with almost any kind of situation. If you're feeling low esteem and you're under spiritual attack, one of the things you can do is to do the Hue, and the Galactics will come in and help you with almost any situation. And you can also, what I do every day is I use spiritual protection techniques of putting a cone of white light around you and then putting a series of mirrors facing outward to deflect any negativity. It works every time, because you have to remember that the white light is always stronger, stronger than the dark. And one of the most important things you can do as well is to always follow your heart mind. There's two ways to make a decision. One is through your logical mind, between your ears, and the other way is to follow through your heart mind. If you follow through your heart mind, your intuition, you'll never make a mistake. And that's why I like Brock sitting next to me here, because he used to live in the corporate world, making a lot of money, but he got a message one day for him to come to Mount Shasta, become more spiritual, and follow the advice of Adama, which is one of the guardian spirits of Telos and the hollow earth. And you followed your heart mind coming here, didn't you, Brian?
I did. Like all of us are going through our awakening process now, whether we're consciously aware or not. I mean, these new energies, Christ consciousness, divine feminine energies are just flooding the planet, saturating the planet. So we're all receiving these energies. So light is information. Every photon particle of light contains information, and our bodies know how to receive and integrate that information. And so, and discernment is very important these days, now more than ever. It's very difficult to find truth for me personally. It seems like every time I turn around, there's another story or another perception being shared. And so for me, what I continue to endeavor to do is to become stronger in my inner knowing. And that is just what you were saying. Feel into the heart. What does the heart say? What does the tum-tum say? It's very simple when you really break it down. How does it feel in your tum-tum, right? And right. So that is, but discernment is very important now. And who are we aligning with? And who do we allow to come into our fields? And, you know, all of these kinds of things, managing our thoughts and beliefs and attitudes and all of this. But yes, the Lemurians are here for any of those who feel guided to connect with them. Just open your heart space and come to them with an open heart and a good heart, and it's really no more complicated than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Brian, for sharing that. I think you'll find it takes some practice, but if you follow your heart mind, you'll never make a mistake on anything. And when you do make mistakes, we're all human. It's a good thing to learn from that. Professor Albert Einstein, who I've been talking to now for the last 3 or 4 years, has said that his definition of insanity is doing something over and over again and expect different results. So, which I thought was always hilarious. You know, he's a funny guy. I love talking to him. He's got a sense of humor that is so much fun. Some of the spirits, of course, are more serious, but he is serious, but he looks at things in a wonderful way. And I have to tell you one thing. I've been in communication. I come from a psychic family, and it's normal for me to talk to the other side. And so it's just as normal for me to talk to the other side in the higher dimensions as it is to talk to somebody in this dimension. There's no difference as far as I'm concerned. There was a fellow I did a reading for last weekend. He was his mom said his doctor said he was schizophrenic, and he talked to spirits on the other side all the time. And his doctors all said he was crazy. And they said, well, you need to take these 30 or 40 different drugs to be, quote, normal. And I looked at him and I said, you know, there's nothing wrong with you. You can just talk to the other side like I can. And so I said, you know, you could be doing what I'm doing now if you want to give it a try. But he needed some discernment as far as, you know, getting rid of the negativity. But there's a whole spiritual world out there that people don't realize, and it's an unseen world that's there. I know many people around the world have probably seen UFOs flying around, but when we go back up to Mount Shasta, we'll be seeing many, many different different craft flying around. We often see orbs flying around every night. We're going to go up on a night watch tonight, see as many ships as we can. Also, the The Sasquatch are also out there tonight, too. I detected them earlier today, and we'll be putting out the the cinnamon rolls for them as well. But Anthony, tell me this. Oh, good. Oh my goodness, Judy finally came on the line. Good. Yeah, let's bring Judy on.
Hi.
Hello, Sarah. Judy. Oh, I'm so glad to talk to you. It's been a day of miscommunications and probably.
Well, I have just a few minutes, but I wanted to acknowledge and honor, and I apologize for it taking a while.
That's okay. I just finished
with my 1 o'clock client, so.
That's okay. All right.
So what is the theme of the show you're doing today?
Well, we're in Mount Shasta today, and any messages from the spirits of the guardians and the higher spirits of Telos and the Ascended Adama would be wonderful, and that would be such a gift.
He's here. Okay, here we go. Okay, the Sasquatch are also here, by the way. Okay,
oh, good. Hi, Sasquatch. Always nice to talk to my Sasquatch friend. Oh, tell them I'm bringing up the white frosted cinnamon rolls later tonight for them.
They're going yum.
Yum. We have a whole bunch.
Now, I'm watching them lick their lips. Okay.
Oh, good. Go. Okay.
Adama's in a white robe, and he's glowing a gold color. Okay, here we go.
Beautiful.
To my fellow citizens of the world, you are in my heart. We embrace and are the heart of the world. Please do not forget that. You think that you're an only being and that you're insignificant, but every heart matters in the heart of life. And each one of you holds a significant, beautiful piece of the heart that represents the heart of this world. I wanted to remind you of that, because many of you are having conflicting feelings at this time as you are releasing from your core really deep emotions and deep confusions and deep identities of how you used to see yourself. And many of you are feeling like you're in a no man's land. You're not who you used to be, and you're not thinking you're where you need to be. And nothing could be further from the truth. You are perfect right where you are breathing in this moment. There is nowhere else you need to be. You're perfect right here and right now. And your energy is contributing to this phone call that is touching hearts all over the world. Never doubt that you are making a difference just by breathing your own beautiful life. I am with each of you. For the past week, I have been connecting to each of you that I knew would be hearing this message. And I wanted to personally reassure each of you with my hand on your heart that I'm here, that you're exactly where you need to be, and that you are beautiful just how you are. So in this moment, I just want you to take a breath. And know that in this moment, as you're breathing, you just quit being who you were a breath ago. You are changing in the world that fast. You are anew with every breath. So let the old of you go. Let the old dreams go. Let the old grievances go. Let the old ideas of issues that you think you have go. And start celebrating being here and being in this now moment, and know that you matter to every being on the planet, whether they realize it or not. You matter. I am Adama. My hand will be on your heart for the next 30 days to assist you to awaken to the truth of who you really are. I love you.
Oh, how beautiful. Thank you so much for that beautiful message. I really appreciate it, Judy. There is a question from the audience here. Someone is bringing Mexican food for the Sasquatch. It's from Diana from Mexico City. Is that okay? Also, another follow-up question. What spice level, like from 1 to 10? They're like 5, 1, real hot? Or what are they like?
Mild.
Mild. Okay.
Mild.
Okay. They want it mild.
They're saying that nature provides everything so they can adjust accordingly.
All right.
What a great answer.
Would they like a cold beer? That'd be appropriate or not appropriate for them? And if so, what kind of beer? Dark beer, light beer?
They're saying that water is what nurtures them.
Okay.
And that's really their beverage of choice. They drink from cool springs of water, and that's really what nurtures every part of them. But they are thanking you for thinking that variety would be something they would consider important, and they said it's something that they hadn't considered before. So you've given them a new idea.
Okay. What we might do tonight or tomorrow night, we may just put a dinner out. We're going to up by Ascension Rock, and we'll lay out a dinner for them with various food treats. And they're welcome to choose what they like, if they wish. It'll be kind of like a smorgasbord. Would that be okay?
Yeah, they're saying that more than the food, they will enjoy your company. And they're saying that they will be tapping you on the shoulder, each one of you, to know they're there.
Oh.
And they're saying that you may not see them, but you may feel them. And they have
sweet.
The ability to materialize or not materialize in the moment. And so they're saying that they recognize that their image of how they are portrayed can create a great deal of fear. And they have no interest in making anybody uncomfortable.
Oh, well, that's
so
okay.
Saying that they will come in their form of where you really aren't seeing them. But if you have the ability to see, you can see a slight image of light on the outline of their body. And they look completely vacant, like there's nothing there.
Well, I want to thank them so much for that beautiful peace mandala that they built the last time. It's still there, and we really, really appreciate it.
They're saying that they would appreciate if you considered bringing some little things for the wildlife. And they're saying if it could be something simple, like they're showing me cranberries, or they're showing me little nuts, or they're showing me little grain, or they're showing me seeds. They're saying that there's so many beings that will be there that are not necessarily in a body form. They might be deer, they might be a squirrel, they might be a woodpecker. And they're saying they're just as important as they are.
Okay.
And they want to honor all of life in a feast, if that's what you're presenting.
Okay.
So
they're
saying they appreciate the idea, but they said also send your mana, your love from your heart in a circle to encompass the whole area, and then all the animals will feed off of that too.
Okay, great. We just had an email now, a serious question from Tokyo, Japan. Would they like some Japanese food, maybe some sushi, or is that something you've tried before?
They're laughing. and they're saying that they want you to understand that they eat everything in nature. And they're saying, so what we call delicacies for them is everyday fare. So they're saying that it's more about what brings you happiness, that you enjoy bringing for all of you to enjoy. And in the ethers of that joy, they will be fed beautifully.
Okay. All right. Okay. Mount Shasta is a little town. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
They said that they want each person to find time to laugh. That it's really important that they bring joy to the table or the banquet of life. And they're saying that they give big hugs and they celebrate each other with each other. and they want you to know that they celebrate you as well.
Well, thank you so much for those messages. Beautiful messages.
You're welcome.
Judy. Really, really welcome. Appreciate it. Really appreciate it. We also hope to meet with the people of Telos too this weekend. So we're anyway, it should be an interesting time, an interesting weekend. So,
well, I'm gonna go, but I'm grateful I was able to give those messages, and just remember, Adama's gonna keep his hand on each of your hearts for 30 days. So you may go through a beautiful transformation of a butterfly, where you come from not knowing who you are to having a better sense of who you are within 30 days. And he's already been with each of you for a week. So maybe it'll be three more weeks, because he's staying a month. So I don't know if he's staying a month beyond today or a month including the last week. So, he's staying 5 weeks. So it'll be four more weeks from today. And that's his gift to each of you as members of the Telosian family.
Oh, what a wonderful gift. Thank you so much for sharing that, Judy.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it.
I give you all a big hug, and I say namaste.
Namaste, Judy. Thank you so much for being on my show today. We really appreciate your beautiful messages. Okay, Judy. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That was Judy Kelly, who I consider one of America's best psychics, with some beautiful messages from Adama and the Sasquatch. And it's funny, you know, with the Sasquatch, they are beautiful interdimensional beings, which have been here on the planet, according to their history, about 300 to 400,000 years. They were here before Atlantis, actually. And they are part human and part giant sloth. And there's four or five different kinds of species within them. And I've been in communication with them telepathically now for the past couple of years. So I can always feel their presence when they come in. They often will stay in the higher dimensions for their own protection, because they don't want to get shot at or killed or whatever. And who can blame them? You know, a lot of people go out there and try to hunt the Sasquatch, you know, and they're very kind and benevolent beings. So if you are in the woods somewhere in the world, and they exist, I think, on probably almost every continent. And if you look for them, that they'll be around. Out here in the United States, there are a lot of places where they are, especially in the western part of the United States, just because we have a lot of wild areas where they inhabit all the time. But I think my friends in my group, let's have a banquet tomorrow night, and we'll make up of nuts and grains and different things they can eat. Maybe get some Japanese sushi rolls for them. I don't think they've tried that. Some Mexican food, Diana, that'd be nice. You brought some. That's great. We'll make it. They want mildly spicy for them. We might put out a beer for them, maybe some water and some ice, different treats for them. And, of course, the cinnamon rolls. And then we'll leave it there overnight, and we'll just see next morning which ones they got. So we'll have a nice table spread for them. So I am broadcasting today from beautiful Mount Shasta. We have a lot of smoke here, but everyone around the world, if you could please say prayers for the people affected by the fires here in California. It's been very tragic and for a lot of people here. But pray that that the fires stop soon and that rains come to take out the smoke out of the air. There's been quite a bit of smoke. People have lost their homes as a result, and of course the wildlife has probably been devastated by this, by the fires as well, and that's something that people perhaps overlook sometimes. But the animals too, it's very, very hard on the animals, but I know that the white light is stronger than the dark, and through all of us, if we can think good things collectively through our power of thought and intention, then we can make this world a much better and happier place. I hope everyone has a beautiful and happy weekend, and I want to thank you so much for listening to Out of This World Radio. The radio program is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And if you'd like to donate, please go to our website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on the donate button. And with that, I'm broadcasting, signing off today from beautiful Mount Shasta, California. I hope you all have a beautiful and happy day. Please remember that you're all powerful spiritual beings meant here to create a much better and happier planet. Thank you again so much for listening today, friends. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye and have a beautiful day.